By raise of hands, whom of you are in a soul tie? Peculiar and intense is how I describe this experience. And I would assume that not every person has had this experience yet, and some may never do. But in rough terms, approximately half of the world population may have or have not had this attachment at some point in their lives. It is to those people that I write, and it is also to spread knowledge to the rest to say that this form of tying to someone's soul exists and can be manifested, in my case. Yesterday whilst at work, I had a conversation with a coworker, who, as I learned, was also embroiled in a soul tie. It made for an intensely interesting conversation, so much so that work seemed inconsequential. We concluded that soul ties come in two main themes and influences, namely, positives constructive and negative destructive. But it is seldom or never both simultaneously. Why? Because soul ties have a definitive nature. Of all the people I had this conversation with that were in this arrangement, neither ever expressed any lukewarmness or lines of blurriness in their understanding of their arrangement. All knew what they felt definitively. Ponder on this: if it were indefinitive, would it be a soul tie? But what am I referring to when I say definitive? I am simply asserting that the relationship between souls is clear, the two parties understand the spiritual welfare of the other intuitively. In most cases, the two souls will pull and or draw on each other. The tie that I am referring to is expansive, concerned with the well-being and expression of the other, and this is just made manifest via the bodies we occupy now. But soul ties can have a contraction nature as well, which we must fight against. But isn't it wonderful? The knowledge brought by this experience and understanding that humans extend way beyond our bodies and that, essentially, we have souls? I find it remarkable, but I also assume that it goes way deeper than that. I also refuse to believe that this experience can be one-sided. However, I believe that countless other factors and situations can come between two people in this arrangement that may temporarily or permanently divorce them. But ties are intriguing because they require intense work to break, should such a need arise. And in many cases, it feels like an argument with God or nature or the universe or spirit of consciousness or the evolver, ensues when one tries to make the break. I also understand that some soul ties may never break, or the other person will never stop influencing how you view the world. I am not bothered by the question of whether or not there is a grand purpose for this. The question seems pointless. Instead, I focus on what this means for my spiritual happiness and, ultimately, growth. Practicality and realism would suggest that a person should break a bond with a soul partner in an event when that person is no longer a part of one's life. I agree with that statement, and I believe that we all should. However, it is exceptionally complicated to break certain soul ties. Or some connections are tougher to nearly impossible to break. Think about it: if a person comes into your life that embodies qualities that you genuinely love, to the point that those qualities define who you are, then that person becomes you as well. I have a woman that occupies a tie on my soul. And that fact has never bothered me, and it still doesn't. But it invites self-introspection, particularly in times like these. Times when spiritual evolution becomes our utmost priority. Here is how I dealt with being tied permanently to someone's soul, despite not being with them. I asked/prayed for wisdom, and I still am. And my style of wisdom involves learning to incorporate and give light to this person, despite them not being here. Honestly, I don't care whether they are in my life or not. It becomes inconsequential. The question is much deeper than they/them, but the question itself is them. Many writers would tell you to try and break the ties and be brave, and whatever nonsense they concoct in their work. Some of their work is frankly akin to one large clickbait. They have zero understanding of what they're saying or the nature of other people's experiences. My counterproposal is that you should find ways to move towards, not away from, such ties if they have everlasting net positive influences on you. Believe me when I say it is likely that this will end well for you. And if chance will have it, the other person. The insights you attain about the other person through means that we can't explain are remarkable. Knowing so much of the other intuitively and not attaining significant influence on them one way or the other, would be a serious blunder in the cycle of creation and evolution. And if creation is pure, then this can't be. On the other hand, such things can be expected from evolution. Because the latter involves trial and error. Jordan Peterson mentions overcoming fears, and I support that by saying, overcome your tie by moving towards it. Shed light on it. And there are various ways in which you can address it. The reality is that I enjoy having a sense of soul tie to another individual. It brings color and amazement to my life. In many ways, it becomes a testimony of who I am and not a consequence of the other person anymore. I have learned that ties harbor keys to the depths of another person's psyche that can either be extremely dangerous or massively rewarding. The approach you take will determine this. But let me further elaborate on why soul ties are so destructive if broken when they need not have been. So, I found myself in a conundrum in which I had to make a very difficult, and in many ways, personality and identity-altering choice. At its essence, the choice involved breaking a tie with the person in question and drafting a new life and outlook. But as soon as I had that thought trapezing onto my mind, I simultaneously realized just how improbable this would be for me. Here is the blunt truth: if you've ever been in a tie of this nature, and have been in the company of the subject in question, then a more profound commitment got established. Their perfume alone was enough to riddle your mind indefinitely. I don't have the liberty of writing on one-sided ties since I have never been in one and don't understand their implications. And frankly, I don't accept their legitimacy. Soul ties are when souls are conjoined, and the subjects act out relative to each other's synergies. In many ways, this is imprinted on both parties, largely without their consent, and it joins them until they both find solace in each other and finally amend the tie. So it's not about breaking the tie per se, but incorporating it into who you are and healing each other by natural means, whatever that arrangement may be for you. And through forging that pact, drawing your life with or without that person going forward. But you need their consent to do this. It is as if you need their approval. I have met countless ties, and my plea to you is to try to balance it as much as possible. Swing it into a positive light, and if you can't, then pray vertical bar, meditate vertical bar, practice mindfulness, or do anything necessary to break the tie. But only on the condition that it's holding you back. Have you ever heard of crimes of passion? They stem from toxic ties, and they are easy to commit. If the person in question is in your life, and both of you are moving towards a beautiful common target, then great, cherish them. If they aren't in your life, then there is obviously a reason for that, in which case, ask whichever creator is yours for wisdom. Please ask for wisdom, be sincere about it, and show compassion, gratitude, and love for that person. Let it all be done in a spirit of servitude, and it will bear fruits. It may not be with the person in question, but somewhere down the line. Loving and selflessness are beautiful gestures. Soul ties remind us of how easy they can get, and how profound they can be. But honestly, they are meant to serve as many people as possible. And I am convinced that that is the mindset to cultivate. Everyone deserves it. When this is done with a pure heart, then one part of your struggle will already be addressed. Because it will allow you the air to live, carry on, with your life since your flaws are fully acknowledged and assimilated. But, as I have already told my coworker and have reached an agreement with him, your final peace and joy will lie with making amends with the other person and letting them go forever superficially if both of you are already committed to other people. That is maturity wisdom. Although challenging, it's the right thing to do. All said, I love my soul tie, both the experience and the person, so do the same, love yours. But remember never to cause harm to the other person, and yourself. Should that happen, then grant each other space, move on, and ask for wisdom to consolidate that experience, its pay points, into yours and build a much more fulfilled life for yourself. Understand that there are fears, none of us knows how this will end, but try to develop yourself to be strong, and stop hurting people if possible, in your life at that moment. Happy soul tying.